Hello and welcome to episode 58, How to Create a Killer Email Subject Line.
Welcome to the PR Playbook Podcast, the only podcast giving you actionable skills and advice you need to execute a strategic PR program. Warning, what you hear next may lead to brand awareness and increased sales and customer exposure. Now here's your host, Ringini Joshua.
So you may not realize how important copywriting is in the PR world, but it's basically our currency and the way we communicate. Public relations is all about storytelling, writing, journalism, and it's really the most important daily thing we do to engage the media. Also, it's the best way for journalists to open our emails. So today I wanted to talk about walking through the process of creating a killer subject line for press outreach. Specifically, if you want to reach the press, you want them to read your email, you want them to write a story, the subject line is important. Now, here's a couple things or few things that you should consider when you're emailing the media. First, they're getting hundreds of emails a day. We get people telling us all the time that they batch delete. They only look at emails that they from people they know. They only look at emails with subject lines that are interesting. So you can see how important the subject line might be. Just think about your email inbox and what you tend to open. Second, they work on tight deadlines. So they may be missing things as they're coming through and they don't want their email inbox to pile up. And if it doesn't seem important, they probably will just delete it. So just remember that they work on tight deadlines, they're working on stories. Often they're not like looking at their email every second. There's usually a few windows in the day that journalists look at their email. The third thing, they are humans. So they do have a human component. So kind of feed into that side if you can. I mean, this is why we emphasize the value of researching the reporters you're going to reach out to so much. And I'm sure it's in like almost every other episode, but it's very, very important to understand who you're reaching out to and why you are reaching out to them. So these guys are human. They will miss emails. You can email a couple times, you know, before you might want to give up, but remember they're human and appeal to that side of them. So here's five tips on really getting a good subject line. Number one, draft a headline that includes a view of what's inside, like a sneak peek. So for example, we recently helped launch a clock brand, and we typically use, anywhere from 5 to 10 headlines in the process of pitching one single product, because you've got to really cater the headline to, or the subject line, to the person that's going to be receiving the email. Think about your email inbox and how you see emails in there. Like, what do you open? What do you not open? So really get into the mindset of like a marketing mindset of looking at the subject lines from the point of view of the opener, right? Who is this email going to? So case in point, for this clock company, one of our sneak peek headlines before we launched was called "Wake Better, Stress Less, and Keep Bedroom Low Tech with This New Minimalist Clock." And if you think about the things that we say there, wake better, stress less, and keep the bedroom low tech with this new minimalist clock. So we're addressing the value propositions of this new product, kind of tell them what it is. It's a clock. We talk about stress. We talk about waking up better. So these are the different elements that we're hoping that will pull on the reporter's needs based on who they might be. Now, I know there's another subject line about like this new clock uses sonic science to wake up better. So for the science reporters, we were using that science and angle, sonic science. So keep that in mind when you are drafting the headline. Include a sneak peek. That's just a little peek of what's inside, but it kind of gives you a little bit of a preview. Two, stick to information they can relate to. Now, if you listened the last two headlines, don't even mention the name of the company, because frankly, they're not going to know the name of the company. It's a brand new clock. It's a brand new company. So unless there is somebody notable who created it, which in this case, there is a notable Grammy Award winning musician who composes the music. And we do mention that in some of the subject lines. But unless the people will recognize the brand like Rolex or, you know, I can't even think of any other watches right now or clocks, Timex, Rolex, like anything or like that, like unless it's notable and memorable or brand awareness is there, there's no really point in putting the name of the company in the subject line. And I know that sounds really weird, but this is not the article. This is just an email to the media reporter to get them to learn about the company. So, you know, you kind of have to take ego out of this a little bit. So stick to information they can relate to. If the subject line is, if the brand name is not going to help you, use other words because you have very limited real estate. You have 5-7 words that you can use to describe what you want in a very impactful short space. 3, create curiosity. So make them want to open it. You know, you can test this out on yourself. You know, if you don't want to open it, they probably won't either. And that's like my party line for anything to do with subject lines, press release headlines, anything, any headlines. If you don't like it, or if you're not attracted to it, then your target market probably won't be either. Or if you put yourself in their shoes and you are not attracted to it, they won't be either. So, you know, we kind of try to incite a little bit of curiosity, right? Wake better, stress less, and keep bedroom low tech with this minimalist clock. So it's kind of like, hey, these are cool things that can happen if you get this clock. And maybe they'd be curious, especially if they are talking about sleep technology or stress, especially during the pandemic, or being more low tech, especially since right now everyone's very, very mobile focused. So these are different elements that we're playing into based on who the reporter might be. When possible, 4, when possible, let them know what you want them to do. So sometimes when we are sending out samples, or we have a press release, or you know, whatever, a number of things. So we put that actually in the subject line. We'll say press release, or we'll say news, or breaking news, or media alert, or sample available. Sometimes it is worth saying that in the subject line so they can see, oh, okay, this person wants me to kind of do like a product review, or they want to send me a sample. So it's sometimes worth doing that if you believe that will help them open the email. So when possible, let them know what you want them to do. It's not a requirement, but it's something you should consider when you're emailing. Sometimes straight to the point works. 5, sometimes straight to the point works. Sometimes you don't have to be fancy. Sometimes you could just say, you know, especially when the brand awareness is there, Rolex is launching a new watch. You know, take first look at Rolex's new watch, first look at Apple's new phone. I mean, that's pretty easy and can work for Apple. If you have a following, a media following, you can say that. Or maybe if you're the first to create something like new drone, I don't know, some kind of new drone technology, or we do have a company doing some really cool things with self-parking valet. So things like that, that maybe can be really simple, make it simple if you can. So the 5 things we mentioned, dears, 1, draft a headline that includes a view of what's inside, a sneak peek. 2, stick to information they can relate to. Don't get caught up in mentioning your brand if it doesn't really matter. 3, create curiosity. Make them want to open it. 4, when possible, let them know what you want them to do. 5, sometimes straight to the point works. Now, you should make and test out many, many headlines. I encourage the more headlines, the better, 5 to 10, 10 to 15. Buzzworthy. I know I read an article on BuzzFeed that said that they generate like 20 headlines for each article and pick the one that has like the most clickbaity quality. So you don't want to be clickbaity, because then the media will definitely get upset if you're saying something that isn't true. But if you can be clickbaity and say something that's true, then that's definitely worth it. So create, I would say, 5 to 10 headlines and pick the one that you want to open the most. Send them to yourself, send them to your marketing team or your colleagues. And if they want to open it, then that's the winning one. I mean, that's what A/B testing is all about. That's the same with email marketing. It's that same kind of concept. So don't be afraid to test out and take the time to test out 5 to 10 headlines or subject emails, because it will definitely be worth it if they open that email for you and they respond to you and you get an interview. All that time that you invest, I mean, it's just maybe an extra 10 to 15 minutes that you invest creating these subject lines will definitely help you out. Thank you for listening to the PR Playbook podcast. Unfortunately, most PR people don't have the time to do PR for themselves. So we would greatly appreciate you subscribing to the podcast, leaving a review, and more than that, sharing with your friends. For more free PR resources, you can visit www.thesilvertelegram.com under our resources tab. We also have launched PR courses to give you the information you need to get your PR and communications programs up and running before you hire an agency. Let us know the information that you've been searching for. We can simply use any of your questions for podcast episodes. So please send your questions, comments, and guest suggestions to podcast@thesilvertelegram.com. Thank you so much for your support. We love providing you with useful and actionable PR tips. And as always, be well, stay safe, and we'll see you next time.